It's In Season with Saika. That is Patrick Duncan with I Praise. And ahead of that one, we had Israel Mosehla with Hlololo Fatsa. When last did I hear that song? I believe, you know, over a decade ago. You know, I think I need to brush up on my, you know, South African
I
gospel.
Definitely.
Yes, I need to. Sure, a decade is a long time.
It is.
And of course, I'm not alone. I'm with my sister Queen here. I love having you here. It's always refreshing and always look forward to what you have in store for us.
Sister Queen.
And what God, you know, is going to say through you with regards to removing the layers in our lives.
In our lives, yes.
In our lives. On that note, welcome.
Thank you. I feel welcome already, eh? Every time I walk through these doors, I just feel like I'm right at home. So good morning, everyone. I'm trusting that you are all well. And Saika, as usual, it's just like, embraced me into her space this morning. So thank you, Queen.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Right, so it is the time of the day of the week where we're removing the layers with you. And today it's around coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
Lord knows we need to remove layers around that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2 weeks ago, we had quite a thought-provoking conversation around depression.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we made mention of some scenarios. Where moods are adversely impacted, and that's true. And also the reality, however, is that feelings or situations linked to depression is not really a topic that can be
ring-fenced. Yeah.
Yeah, per se to a specific demographic or even, you know, a population.
That's
now,
right.
Would you care to, you know, expound on this?
Oh, expound, I love that word.
Yes,
I love it. You know, wordplay there. So I think you hit the nail right on its head. Eh? The last time that we spoke, certain demographic groups were discussed, and we specifically went into like single parenting. We went to divorces. We spoke about parents of a newborn child and the effect that it has on our moods. Yet the reality is that our state of mind can be so easily triggered. So we can't really single out any specific group when we speak about moods and how it can lead to depression if we don't find ways to cope. Then on top of that, because we are, our foundation is God, and everything that we do and speak about is God, the reality for us is that the owner of state of minds of the flesh, I'm talking about that small person, that small man that tries to infiltrate our minds, he will not stop until his target is left with hopelessness. And until this target is left with the constant feeling that life is not worth living anymore. And ultimately, that is what like low moods brings into our lives.
Yeah.
So, and the reason why I'm mentioning that specifically, Saika, is that when you are purpose, then the enemy of depression will surely try every tactic, every trick to steal, to delay, to destroy what he knows God has planned for our lives. Mm-hmm. That is a reality, and I need to let that truth drop in the spirit of our listeners.
Yeah.
And the and another thing is he won't wait until you get married, or he won't step into, or when you step into ministry, neither does he ignore you once you are in your purpose and you are literally living your life for Christ, because he constantly tries to overturn God's plan.
Sure.
And for that reason, I needed to kind of lay that as a foundation, because some demographics that we can then mention would be a teenager hitting puberty. There's so many emotions that our teenagers goes through. I, for one, was terrible, and my teenagers were terrible teenagers when they were younger. Similarly, a young adult that walks into a workplace overwhelmed, am I good enough? Yeah, are these people trained? They understand the business. You feel out of place. It brings about moods and emotions that you are, if you're not prepared for it, it can leave you in a completely low. Similarly, and then also, you know, mothers who maybe feel that their life is nothing other than what I do for my husband, what I do for my children, what I do in church, just stuck in that rut of doing the same thing over and over again, especially if you're a mother that works at home the yeah. most important job. Or let's talk about young men specifically, young men who are future fathers, who doesn't understand when they have outbursts. Those of you who really don't like when you call your mother certain names, but you don't know how to go back to her because society says if a man goes back to apologize, then he's weak. Sure. So now you're sitting with all these thoughts as a young man, and because society defines the character of a man as somebody who doesn't cry and you don't apologize because you're the man.
Yeah, yeah.
So a young man sits with all these thoughts. And man, I need to go through these lists because it's what God has dropped in my heart.
Yeah.
A business owner, for example. A business owner who really struggles to keep his business open.
Mm.
You go through emotions thinking, did I do the right thing? What will people say if I close my business? What will people say if there's no money coming in? How do I feel? Why do I feel so alone? These questions that riddles business people's mind. And then the last example that I want to mention in terms of demographics, even though the list is endless, is what about a person who's just been diagnosed with a chronic disease or a illness, whose whole life has been overturned by hospital visits, having to change your whole routine because you need to do things that you haven't done before, and all of a sudden your whole life as you knew it before has been changed. It brings about emotions, and we're talking, what if you have tried to take your life but nothing worked? Who do you speak to?
Yeah.
It puts you in this spiral of negative emotions that just draws you in deeper. So the reason why I'm saying all of this is we need to also explain the reality, inconvenient truth that is there, but then there is another truth which is perpetual. And that truth that I want to share with our listeners today is the fact that the one who created every living thing is the one who knows the beginning from our end. Yeah. He knows our beginning from our end, and he certainly has the power to silence the lies of the small man, right? So his word says in Romans 5 verse 1 to 5, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Why? Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, what? Character. And then character, what? Hope. And your clip that you played earlier spoke so beautifully. Hope is built on the evidence of what you've lived through already in your past.
Sure.
That gives you a confidence of knowing that where you are now, God will do that and so much more. And then lastly, the scripture says, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our heart. It has been poured out from him into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that he has given us.
I love
God's word. It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. Now, it is now that we, you know, beginning to understand the root cause of mood triggers, you know, which could potentially lead to depression.
That's right.
Are there certain practical things, you know, that we can do as Christians to help us cope? More specifically, though, when we face with mood swings that weigh us down.
Yeah, that's such a great question. I think, as a start, Sake, I would say that we need to normalize the practice of expressing to someone how we feel. Because it's when we keep things bottled up inside that because you implode, and when you implode, it comes and it goes towards everybody that's around you, and implode is the biggest harm that anybody can do to themselves. So if you are listening today, dear listener, I think if you feel like life has no meaning and there's nothing left for you to do or contribute to this world, I want to tell you that what you are feeling is you're not exaggerating when you say that you can't sleep, that you feel like heaviness, that there's a heaviness on your chest that just doesn't want to go away. That is not exaggeration. That is what you go through when hope has been almost like disguised by the stuff that the world gives to you.
Sure.
I want you to know, listener, that I do know that you are not looking for attention, or that you are using your low moods when as a way to lure people into your life. When you feel down, you just don't want to speak to anybody. Yeah. You're not doing anything wrong. I want to tell you today that what you are feeling is real, because that is what the enemy allows your body to go through because of the circumstances that you've faced in your life. Yeah. However, I need to also proclaim this truth, that your current state is certainly not the end of your story.
Yes. Amen.
Because where you are now is not what the Lord intended for you when He created you, i.e. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, that His plan for us is great, it's good, not to harm us, to prosper us. But because of sin, we were born in a world that has been riddled with fear, anxiety, depression, inadequacy, low self-worth. And it is that very fear, anxiety, depression, inadequacy, low self-worth. Yes. I want to mention these words that want to keep us locked in. Because as long as we are locked in His realm of lies, it cripples our identity. As long as we're locked in, we won't be able to receive the full hope, which is Christ and from Christ.
Sure.
I want to repeat that again. As long as we are stuck in that lies of the enemy, then we won't be able to receive the full hope, which is Christ and from Christ. So Galatians 3 verse 26, 29. I cannot speak about what Christ can do and hope if I don't speak about His words, because it's not mine. It is what He says. Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29 says, for you are all sons, we can say daughters also, sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. But I want to get to the last part. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abram's seed. If you are Christ's, then you are Abram's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, what was the promise that the Lord gave Abram? It is a perpetual promise. The Lord told Abram, yes, land, all as far as your eyes can see, it's yours. I will bless you and I will make your name great. And the same blessing that the Lord spoke over Abram is ours, because we are the seed of Abram. So all who became one with Christ are adopted in Abram's family and are made heirs to the inheritance of that promise. Like, I get so excited. To the inheritance of that promise and eternal life. And our inheritance is connected to what we believe as truth.
True.
Our inheritance is connected to what we believe as truth, not what we see and what we experience, because what we see is natural.
Yeah.
And the enemy wants to fool us with that.
Sure. I love that. I love that. And we really need to start believing that truth. Now, sure, you've certainly given us, you know, a good starting point on practical steps that can, that rather that we can take to navigate our way through, you know, these low mind states. Now, I for one really appreciate, you know, the fact that you highlighted some key truths. These being whilst we are still feeling, whilst we are aware we're feeling is real to the flesh, the bigger truth is that we are heirs of Abraham. And I really love that, because at times, you know, reality can become too convincing. What we see can become too convincing, that
now
we forget,
you're talking. Yes.
You know, these promises, you know. Can you please just share some more practical steps?
Okay, I will share the practical steps. I'm going to start with the very first one, because I think it's important that you get yourself someone to talk to. A counselor, a mentor, a friend, someone that you can use as a sounding board for what you're experiencing on the inside, because what is going on around you. But make sure that whoever you approach to speak to, if there's someone who's lived their life and who's survived certain things. Someone who is spiritually sound, but also practically sharp. You need to have the two. Someone who's spiritually sound, but also practically sharp. If you are, the second one is, if you are a business owner, join a business network group that is just different. We understand that in business, we need to learn practical things, but more importantly, we need to be encouraged. And one particular business group is standing out. I know you have interviewed her already, Kenneth here. So Business Breakfast Club, please contact Kinnethia Jackson. That is a business network club that where people support one another because everybody goes through the same type of things in business. If you are a teenager, all our teenagers who are tuned in today, open up to your youth pastor. There's a reason why there's a senior pastor and a youth pastor.
Yes.
Youth pastors, they have been there where you are now. And they can share with you what helped them and how their lives were shaped because of mistakes that they have made and they don't want you to do the same things. If you are sick and you've been diagnosed, I want to tell you, that's the fourth point. If you are sick and you've been diagnosed with a chronic illness or a disease, avoid people that make you feel even lower. People that draw strength from you, people who come to you and they cry the whole time and they feel so sad. We understand people are saddened by what you are experiencing, but they can't pull you in to what they need to deal with and gravitate to people whose hope and joy you can feed from, because you need to be fed when you go through the valley of the shadow of death. And if you're a mom who feels like she's been caught in a never-ending loop of living for others, I'm sorry that I'm being so blatant there, because that is often what happens with mothers who do everything in the house for the husband, for the children, but their lives and their dreams have almost been locked up in what they do for others, and they don't really live, they just exist. I want you to know, Queen, that you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. I was there already, where I was in this loop. I didn't feel, I was so unfulfilled. But everything, Queen, that you have sacrificed and everything that you have endured speaks of a qualification. A qualification. A tongue that's qualified. A mind who's seen things and who has learned to kind of find their way through the mazes of life. You are so qualified, and now you have a voice. So I want to speak to you, Queen. You need to step into your obedience. Speak, do, write, dance, whatever it is that the Lord has given to you as an ability to express His glory to the world. Just be obedient and let your actions speak what the Lord has then given you as a qualification because of the years that you spent in that cave, which is your house, where you just served others and not really living your life for God outside of your walls.
Sure, that is really, really amazing and extremely powerful. Do you have any closing statement before we can find out what our listeners are saying this morning?
Sure. Yeah, I think I have three. The first one is, to everybody who is not maybe finding themselves in a low today and who is spiritually sound and also practically sharp, be available to listen. Be open to understand.
Yeah.
Do not scripture bash people when they come to you. Listen to gain understanding of where the person is at and apply spiritual support, and then also speaking about some practical steps that you have used in your own life. Secondly, I think we need to start applying the principle of pause and reflect.
Important.
Pause and reflect. You know, a few months ago, in fact, just about a year ago, whenever I needed to pause and reflect, I used to put in earphones and I would go for a walk. But of recent, I just want to sit outside and listen to creation. I just want to listen to what God is speaking to me through creation that He has created. So I would lay on my bench and I would look up to the clouds to see this formation of the clouds and look at, in the middle of the night, I want to see the stars. Sometimes you just need to pause so that you can hear what the Lord wants you to hear. And when you pause and reflect, it gives you a clarity of where you are, what God has done. Because when you do that, then hope comes alive. Then you can really see what God did yesterday and last week and last month. So apply the principle of pause and reflect. Slow down. Slow down. Don't go to Netflix first. Slow down. And just hear what the Lord has to say. The last point is for our listeners is make time to spend with God. Be intentional. Be intentional to speak to Him. Speak to Him as our Father who He is. Don't just speak about, you know, what everyone is doing, but speak to Him about who you know He is in your life. Have conversation, like real conversations. And trust Him in that process. Be vulnerable with Him.
And
again, in that, be quiet so that He can respond to you.
Sure.
Because those thoughts that forms when you wait for the Lord to speak is how the Spirit speaks to us at times. And sleep with a pen and a book next to your bed, that when you dream, you wake up, you write it down immediately, so that the visions that the Lord give you is not forgotten in the busyness of the morning, because that is what happens. Then the enemy steals it. The minute we wake up in our conscious mind, the enemy will step into his realm. So we need to allow God's wisdom to lead us. I've spoken so much now. I think I said everything.
We don't want you to stop. We don't want you to stop. Yeah, that is amazing. I know that Mal is saying on the WhatsApp line, good morning, ladies, beautiful ladies. Sure. I needed this today. I have been feeling like I'm just surviving and not living for a few months now, just doing the things that I need to do and what is expected of me, keeping busy but not living, not dealing, not breathing. Sure. Thank you for being a blessing, sending much love. Shall I believe you mentioned that just now, you know, and just being caught up in that loop, in that routine, in that daily routine, and not living. Yeah. Anything to say to Mal?
Sure, Mal, I am emotional just reading what you have shared with us. I'm emotional because I know Mal personally, and I've seen how Mal looks okay. And it brings about what we do when we need to do what we need to do. But for me, I think the importance now is to connect at a deeper level, to understand where the person is at really.
Yeah.
And I haven't spent so much time with Mal to connect with her. And maybe as a message to everyone is connect with those closest to you to understand a little bit deeper.
Sure. Elizabeth, saying good morning. Wow. What a word from your guest in studio, Liesl. I walked through breast cancer and a divorce after 24 years of marriage. My journey has truly broken me, built me, delivered me, and I'm still in the process of restoration. All glory and honor to my Lord and Savior.
Sure.
Amen.
Elizabeth just gave like a beautiful process. Broken me, built me, restored me.
Yeah. Yes, sure. Christina saying, morning, Sisif and family. Awesome topic. You know what is sad? When you approach someone with what you're going through, is to trust someone and also make you think as a believer that you don't trust God enough or pray enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And that is an inconvenient truth. Hence maybe why the Lord has drop that in my heart, that we need to speak to everyone who is finding them in a good place, that when they are approached by people who are suffering and struggling, that we listen to understand.
Sure.
Listen to understand. Sometimes that's all.
Exactly. And to close it off, Liz Clark is saying, good morning. Wow. So nice to listen to that lady. Wow. Got so much wisdom. And you do.
Oh, glory be to
divine
God.
Divine wisdom, that which we need. And she's saying, and her voice is so calm. Her voice is so calm, yet just giving us the wisdom that we need, you know, in our seasons. And, you know, as I always say, Lizzo, I am always excited to chat to you because I know I will be receiving something that I need from you. And I received a lot today.
Oh, glory be to God. And I mean, to comment on that, as I read these messages from everyone who's responded, the wisdom that I received was truly just by immersing myself into God after I have been broken myself as well. Where I've been broken when he built, understanding started to develop in my heart regarding my own weaknesses that needed his strength. And it was his strength that kind of complemented my weaknesses and made me stronger in him. And that understanding grows and grows and grows. And that is when wisdom then becomes the effect that flows from our mouth. Because you cannot be wise if you don't understand.
True.
And you cannot gain understanding if you don't reflect to see what the Lord has done.
Sure. I would love to play that song right now.
Look what the Lord has done.
Elise is also saying, okay, she's requesting your number. Yes, before I let you go, where can people find you?
So they can connect with me on social media, either Liesl Snyman, and that's on Facebook and Instagram, or on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Or you can email me at Liesl at kentsukeroy kintsukuroi-consulting.com. So I'm going to spell Kintsukuroi. It's kintsukuroi-consulting.com. And Liesel is L-I-E-Z-E-L.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let's close it off with this one last message from Avril saying, good morning. Wow, wow, Liesel. I was just sitting and listening to you speaking to me. I was going through all that glory, or rather I was going through all that glory to God. Thank God for picking me up. Avril, I'm in tears.
Oh, Avril, we celebrate with you for everything God has done.
Yes. Liesel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Queen.